The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Yeah, don't it sound so epic? Horns are screaming, I ain't the one you want to mess with. Use a joke, I ain't the one you want to jest with. The battle's coming, you only got a few seconds to run.
Hello, Bengals fans. I am Matt Minnick, and this is Coach Speak. Huge news. After the Bengals bored us and aggravated us for the first couple days of free agency as we watched Jesse Bates, Von Bell walk away, later Hayden Hurst as well, and we started to see these guys move along, P. Ryan, and not a lot of action in Cincinnati, then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, signing the number one offensive lineman in this free agency class, completely unexpected, Orlando Brown. Brown is a guy who, I mean, I think none of us talked about him because we just didn't think it was realistic. They also got a fantastic deal on him. They're basically paying him what Bates is making, but with more guaranteed money. For obviously a more valued position. So this is fantastic. You know, the deal they got, what they did with that, incredible on several levels, incredible any way you slice it, what they have done here. Brown's going to come in. Look, this solves the big problem. The big problem was right tackle, right? And Brown's going to come in, Bond's going to play left tackle. And you know what? Jonah Williams will be fine at right tackle. Right? Collins, a bit of a question mark there, but like they're good right now. If they don't do anything else, they're going to be good. You know, Collins, obviously, with the injuries and stuff, and the contract number, you know, we'll see what his future is. But they're going to be good at the tackle position on both ends. They can bookend it now. Now, here's why, and they, you know, they've come out and they've confirmed, like, he's going to be the left tackle. Here's why that makes sense. Like, Jonah's under contract for one more year. Like, solidify that side of it. Solidify that left side. Play him where he wants to be. That's probably a big part of the reason you got him and got him on the cheap was, it turns out he didn't might really want the left tackle money. He just wanted to be a left tackle, just wanted to honor his dad in that way. That's pretty cool. So he's going to play on the left side. You move Jonah to the right side. Jonah's in the last year of his contract. I think Jonah's going to get paid. And I don't know if it's going to be by the Bengals. So I think he might be walking after this year. I think what he's making right now is pretty good. Like, I'll pay him $12 million to play right tackle. Like, I guess pretty good deal. You're going to have a tough time replacing him with that money for what he can do, what he can be. All right, we know about the sack numbers. We talked about this stuff before. All right, let's look past that. I expect some good production, good job out of him. Look. He has played right tackle in the past. I think it was like his freshman year, whatever. It was like his first year starting in Alabama. So it's been a while. He's going to need to start working that stuff, start repping that stuff. It should come back to him just fine. I wouldn't anticipate a real issue there. If, like, worst case scenario, he just can't do it and that's their only option, I am sure they could approach Orlando and be like, hey, dude, we're not bringing him back next year. Can you play the right, let him play left, and you are our left tackle moving forward. We'll keep you on the roster as left tackle. We just got to play him on the left right now, and then we'll bring in somebody else next year. Like, if they have to do that, I'm sure they'll do it. I'm sure that's fine. I'm sure he'll be cool with that too. You know, if in a pinch, that's what he's got to do. So, exciting. Huge news. Incredible, completely unexpected development. And again, for a pretty good number, it allows you to do some other stuff. Now we're going to see some more movement out of them because now they've done the big thing, right? You know, that was the holdup probably, was the, again, they're waiting. They, you know, you get a deal. If these guys are getting huge deals, they're getting them on the first day of free agency, right? So, Orlando Brown, like if he was going to get that, you know, like, you know, the price is going to come down after a couple of days. And that could be the case with a Gardner Johnson or Giuseppe or somebody else like that as well. I mean, that definitely could be the case. That they could be a little bit more value available there now. But let's just keep that in mind, that now they can do more. They can do something since they've got that big one. So we will see some more movement at that position. So, yeah, I think that's the way to play it. There's been talk of, like, between Collins and Jonah, they're making a lot of money. Collins could get cut. I think it saves him, like, $7 million or something like that. You know, he's, like, $3 million against the cap right now. So, yeah, that might make some sense. You know, kind of depending on where he's at injury-wise and stuff. They don't need to do it right now, right? Like, do it when you got to do it. You know, hang on to him for now. He's a great insurance policy. Even if it's, you know, even if it's a little bit late, like, you know, I think about, like a Denigy. Like, a Denigy started at guard in the Super Bowl after starting the year on injured reserve, you know, and we can complain about a Denigy and how he plays at guard, but think about how bad the guard play would have been if he wasn't there, you know? So I look at Collins like that, like, hey, if he's not ready until October or something, you know, you're probably going to need a backup at some point. Somebody on Facebook responded to me, says something about him playing left guard. He had played guard in the past with the Cowboys. And like that's there's something right there too. Like, if he's the sixth guy, again, you're paying him a lot of money, but that's a pretty valuable guy to have if he can back up now four positions on the offensive line. That's pretty clutch, you know. Even if he's a little limited, maybe he's not good enough to be on Cordell Volson right now. You know, like he's coming back off the injury and stuff. You know, maybe he's not one of the best five, but if any of those guys goes down, the fact that he can step in an A spot, that makes him pretty valuable. So there's a reason to think about that, right? If you're not spending that money elsewhere, you don't need to get rid of him right away. And then the thing with Jonah, like, Jonah's not going to get cut. They can trade him and, they don't lose anything, because of the way the fifth year, it's all salary, right? For the fifth year, team option there. So that's pretty cool. You know, they have that option to be able to do that. Look, but who's going to play right tackle? That's the question, right? Going back years to, you know, to Mr. Blackburn, right? Saying who's going to play right tackle when they hired Bobby Hart, right? When they brought in Bobby Hart. So yeah, you got to look at that. Who's going to play that spot? If you have an option, you know, if you think you can get a Luminaire for six and you're not taking a big, you know, hit on it. And I mean, maybe you can get Jonah for a third. We can get a third for Jonah, for somebody who really wants to tackle. Could be something that happens in August when somebody gets injured, something along those lines. So, you know, these things can come up, and these things can come up late. So, something to think about there, because really, with the Orlando Brown signing, you're losing the Bates comp pick by making a big signing there. You're losing that third rounder that they were going to pick up. So if you have another plan at right tackle, maybe you get that third round pick back that way. So just one way to think about that. Anyway, I'm going to not wax ecstatic on this for too long, but obviously incredible. Hoping there's more stuff. Hoping, you know, this gets posted and then there's way, you know, other cool things to talk about. And it seems terribly outdated, but, great move, you know, solidifies them. They're golden, right, with Brown and Williams. Like, they're in really good shape right now. I do think you have some options with Williams, and obviously Collins is a bit of a wild card in all this. But huge news, huge pickup. Boudet. Yeah, we coming forward with sours. Yeah, we coming forward with sours. You hear the crowd, we coming forward with sours.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.